No questions were asked when an order came in, but the meals, as irresistibly delicious as she insisted they had to be, were sent out at once, never a day missed. Since she herself hated to stand in line in a restaurant, why should her clients wait? This was love that went beyond the personal. At the personal kind, she was not so good. Her marriage, to an Australian busboy with flowing blonde hair she had met while waitressing at Max's Kansas City, was a disaster from day one. After 13 months she walked out, with a son now, but somehow she could not connect with the little boy, who went to live unhappily with his father. In 1987, a one-night fling with a Wall Street customer resulted in a daughter, Hedley, whom she kept close, though the father bolted. Single life was no joke, but New York, she concluded, was a hard place to find a man. Sometimes she seemed picked on from the start, with a violent father and the sense that neither of her parents thought she was good for much. Only one person thought she was, Swami Muktananda, Baba as she called him, whose ashram in India was her home in the late 1970s. Baba, to her, was part of that greater and universal love she longed to enter into. It was he who called her Ganga after the Ganges, the ever-surging energy of Shiva. After his death, she wore a red bindi for a year and bought a wedding ring, as though she had been his wife. But this spiritual marriage was tough too. At the ashram, she scrubbed stone floors and did not speak for almost a year. And when she bowed before Baba, he sometimes hit her. She took it as a gift, a training in self-control.
微信关注可可双语精读公众号，免费获取海量讲解笔记。